You started when the whole system of Hollywood was very different. Like, you started in the studio system where...
Still have the contract programs. That there were two that were active, and one was at Universal, one was at Fox.
So we should say, for people who don't understand, that you weren't auditioning for a film. You were auditioning for... For a contract. And that's how it worked.
$85 a week is what it paid.
Really?
I was paying $85 a month rent, and I lived right out the back gate on Tennessee, right out the back gate of Fox.
What was the first time where you felt like, okay, I'm in, I've made it? I mean, was that...
When I signed my contract to Fox.
That was enough for
sure,
you?
Sure, man. I was a professional actor. As soon as I started getting paid...
Right.
And I worked a little bit. Most kids under the contract didn't work. Tom Selleck and I worked more than the others. Tom and I both started there at the same exact time. He was fresh out of SC, and I was fresh out of Oregon. Pretty much the same time. And there were two women I met one time that worked in the legal department at Fox in the administration building.
I just imagine you and Tom Selleck walking around and these women in the...
With no mustaches.
With no mustache.
Right.
How do you like that?
It was a fun time.
I bet it was.
It was a fun time. These two women, I want to finish that thought, worked in the legal department. They were surrounded by scripts. Scripts first go to the legal department before they go to casting, before they go to anywhere, because they read them and they're looking for any kind of legal issues. And these girls said, "We have all these scripts here. You're welcome to come anytime and look at them."
Really?
And I went and saw these scripts before the casting people saw them. And I would call to the casting people or go down and sit in their office and wait for a minute. And I'd say, "There's a script coming. It's number so-and-so, and this is the title of it, for Judge for the Defense or Felony Squad or whatever it is. And there's a part in there, and I would really love to come read for it." And I got jobs doing...
You know what?
I got jobs doing that.
I fully believe that if you dig deep enough into anyone's success story...
Yeah.
There's a little advantage that they found that they exploited that was sort of unique to their story.
Yeah.
And that was yours.
It's that work ethic. That's one of the things my dad taught me. Always do more, even if it's just a little more. Always do a little more than it's expected of you.
This movie, The Hero, it's you and Brett Haley who directed the film, and he says, "Sam Elliott is my definition of a man."
It's a bit of a stretch.
Well, you know, it certainly is.
It makes you wonder
frequently
what kind of guys Brett's been hanging around with, including his dad and his brother.
But, you know, you have done a significant number of roles that are in that vein of, you know, the biker, the cowboy, or the, you know, the...
Of being a man.
Of being a man. And, and it made me wonder what that definition is for you.
I can only speak of the men that were in my life. And that was my dad and his friends.
Right.
Those are the men that I grew up going fishing and, you know, spending time with.
Yeah.
And they were all pretty hardcore. They were gentlemen. I mean, they weren't assholes. They were nice men, but they were hardcore. They were hardworking men.
What did your dad do?
He worked for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
So he was outside all the time?
Yep.
And did he take you around?
He took me a lot of places.
Really?
I grew up in Sacramento. I was born and raised in Sacramento. My family is all from West Texas. And he was an easy period. He died at 54 years old. Had a heart attack. Boom. Gone.
Really?
Died in my mom's arms on our living room floor in Portland, Oregon.
How old were you?
18.
God.
That was a bummer.
And were you...
My dad died thinking I was a total idiot for wanting to be an actor.
Really?
Yeah. He said, "You got a snowball's chance in hell of having a fucking career in that town."
And did that motivate you?
All. Sure.
Like, did you want to prove, even after he died, were you still proving something to him?
I never thought about it as trying to have a need to prove something to him other than I wanted him to be proud of me. So, you know, that's the worst part of it. You know, or when you don't think your dad's proud of you, that's a fucking, you know. I knew that he was in other areas, you know. He knew I could catch more trout than he or any of his friends.
Really?
He was proud of that. But I don't think he ever got the theater arts interest.
Did he ever get to see you perform?
Yeah, he came a couple of times. Yeah.
But that is a defining thing, to have a father that you look up to as a man who who didn't get to see you
succeed.
Find your footing and succeed. Yeah.
Incredible disappointment on some level.